The second piece is from that same decade. And I'm not sure exactly when it was written. I found it in a book published in 1989, but I think it was written before then. And that piece alerted, not we commoners, so who? This is my challenge to those of you in academia, particularly. You know, not just those studying left or progressive thinking, but also you scientists who are finally realizing, I think, that the bargain you made was a false one. This bargain that you let me do my research, you let me be unfettered by anything but my thinking about what I want to do, and I'll focus just on that and leave the running of the world to you. And that meant leave my brothers and sisters, the running of them, the using of them, the manipulation and eating of them, and the resources under their feet, so that I can continue to not care about what you do. That was a false bargain. And these thoughts come to mind because there's an article in the most recent Daily Californian, the UC Berkeley paper, about the astronomers at UC Berkeley upset because the powers that be have decided to shut down their telescope, the Lick telescope, which the students coming up could learn on. They were allowed to touch it. And instead, they're trying to make that an exclusive privilege of the gray hairs, the suits, those who have, as Plato warned, power, proven their loyalty to power. He warned against letting young people think until they reached a certain age, and then you allow them the keys to the good stuff. Well, class is deepening around us as we speak, and all of us see it, feel it. There's numerous illustrations of it. This is called stratification, but it's not by accident, it's by design. So by design, we have to join hands together and refuse those false divisions and say we all deserve that same good stuff. It's the same, we are all equally powerful and rich with innumerable gifts. So I wondered when I read this, the academics who delve into these issues that are of immediate and pressing relevance for all of us. And nothing could be more pressing than looming or in fact installed totalitarian rule of us. And how do we get out of it? And what do we think about this choice between authority and freedom? And what kind of world do we want? All of these issues that are for all of us to discuss happen within the narrow halls of academe. And I challenge those of you walking those halls to look within your hearts and say, am I doing enough to put these conversations out into the world so that we can all work on them together? It does require all of us pushing hard right now, because there's a lot of resistance to certain discussions happening, a lot of suppression. So the progressive airwaves are not the progressive airwaves that we need. So we have to figure out a way to either make them have the conversations we need or get them out there in some other way. We have to figure this out.